Hi everyone, my name is Alex and I'm a compulsive overeater and I'm a believer. Hello everyone. What a pleasure to be here. I first came to this convention in 2018. Came in January 2018. It was the New Year's resolution to get to a meeting, and by the grace of God and love of his fellowship, I've been in since. You know. Thank you for the sharers as well, who have all shared such wonderful insights in step one. It's a step that got me in, it's a step that I'm still in. You know, in that sense of every day, I wake up unrecovered. The actions I take will lead me to a higher power who can save me from that compulsion of overeating or obsessing about eating or thinking about what's in the fridge or where's the nearest shop, you know? What does she look like? All these questions used to come to mind, and it's a miracle, actually, a sheer miracle that this program works, because I could not fix me. You know, I went everywhere I could knocking on that door to say, help me from this. And what's so useful from coming to my first meeting, which I felt ashamed to do, you know, don't know about you. I was welcomed with open arms. I'm still welcomed with open arms today. When we say that I'm being powerless over food, I thought that came across to me, I haven't tried hard enough. Don't know if you felt that way as well, because I thought I had all my life sorted, thank you very much, but I just had a little bit of a problem with food. I could not stop obsessing about food or what my body looked like, what I needed to be. Like I said, I mentioned, I'm a bulimic, I saw all sorts of help in all sorts of places. Nothing would stop it. If anything came off, it came back with interest. With interest, every time. And then when I was, by actually starting to work steps and understanding that this is a progressive illness, I can be in recovery, I have a hope, I'm outside, I'm on my own. Really, really am. Because the principle of step one is honesty. And I had no idea how to do that. Not the foggiest. If ever I was asked to record my food, I told you what I thought you needed to hear. Yeah? I remember going to, I stayed at somebody's house and having to remember what line was it on the packet to get back to that. I ate all that, by the way. Went down to the shop, replaced it to get it back down to that point. Now, you can't live like that without feeling absolutely insane. Yeah, but then I would either blame it on you or circumstances, or normalize it, or you know, make it something. I would say nice. Like I was thinking just now about gathering up all everyone's plates, taking them to the kitchen, but the bin never saw anything. You know, eating off the floor. First thing I stole was food. You know, from a very young age. So there was something there that just this flip. The switch didn't stop. If I ate my food how I wanted to, I couldn't control it. If I controlled it, I didn't enjoy it. That's the conundrum, the real conundrum of that. I just take a part, because one of the quotes I was going to share has already been said, but I just want to say, all these things and many of us have one symptom in common. They cannot start, I'll say, compulsive overeating without developing the phenomenon of craving. The phenomenon, as we have suggested, may be the manifestation of an allergy which differentiates these people and set them apart as a distinct entity. Great. It has never been, by any treatment of which we are familiar, permanently eradicated. The only relief we have to suggest is entire abstinence. So what that means is that when I kept comparing myself to my friends and saying, why can't I look like her? Why can't I eat like her? It was never going to happen. I'm not a normal eater. So that really helps the compare and despair. We could put that to one side. But permanently eradicated, it still cannot. I always suggest it's easier for me to share what I didn't do rather than what I did do to control my eating, control my weight. I spent a phenomenal amount of money asking other people, personal trainers, pills, potions, anything else. But one thing I never did was turn to God. That would be just bonkers, quite frankly. And the entire, to say the entire abstinence, take away the whole stash, all of it, I didn't like the sound of that, thank you very much. So I'd get to a real place of understanding a rock bottom. And rock bottom is when you, the next thing you're going to lose is more important than the food. Okay? So I came to a point of losing my job, my friendships, my sanity, genuinely my sanity and my health. And with that, that's when I was just about teachable to ask somebody for help. So the powerlessness is, as it's been shared, is so paradoxical to admit I need help. It's the first part of letting something in. Even the opportunity to, when I was in a meeting thinking like, oh, that makes sense for you. Can't possibly for me, you don't understand. It's too much. I'm too far gone. I genuinely said this, by the way. That feeling of like, beyond help, everyone, that you don't understand. I hadn't even tried the steps. I tried to sponsor myself, by the way. Didn't work. Because that idea to let you in, to ask for help for something I couldn't see, touch or feel, but was told to be there, can be there for me through any circumstances. And yet I have seen it come true. And yet I've seen it come true today. The unmanageability isn't about the external circumstances. The day will come that if I'm not surrendering to a God, the day will come knocking on the door, something will happen, yeah? And I will eat over it. Guaranteed, 100% guaranteed. I won't see it coming. It could be for all the good reasons in the world, it could be absolutely the worst thing at all. There will be a reason that my body, my mind and soul will turn to the food. I have an opportunity each day to take actions that will lead me to a higher power. And those suggestions came from somebody else who has worked this program. That's what a sponsor is. Somebody who's done the same things. I like to describe it as saying that, babe, you got a nice pair of shoes on, where'd you get them from, right? And somebody turned me an answer. It's the same thing, is that some people to show me what they did to get well. Same actions. I had to be willing to do that. I kept going in my head, yeah, but don't like the sound of that. You know, or just that the confusion when my sponsor said things is absolutely, but are you mad? You want me to do what? Like, and part of that honesty was to share what I was going to have, planning ahead of what my food was. And our tools of recovery, an action plan is one of those. To go in the supermarket, I had a list of things to go through, and I could actually do that. And if it's not on the list, tough. It's all these small actions started to add up. I'm in no way, this 7 years in, I'm not fixed, by the way. I'm just as much of a compulsive overeater as I was as day one that I came into this fellowship. The why, what, and where's for, not bothered about. But what I do know is that I have a life beyond my wildest dreams today when I asked for help and I was willing to take it. A sponsor, I've had sponsors over the years as well, but they gave a service. They gave a service position by offering what was shown to them. And still today, that's the case. You know, to show other people what's been shown to me, there's somebody a little bit further ahead. They haven't got it fixed, there's no gurus. You know, I think very much about the powerlessness and the unmanageability. I stand shoulder to shoulder with you. I still stand shoulder to shoulder with you. And having that welcoming in, that honesty, that pure message that comes from meetings, is why I'm still alive today. You know, it's never a case of I've done something so bad that I can't share in it, because that feeling, I'll eat on that. Yeah. Have I got this right all the time? Big shocker, no. There's been times that feeling like telling the truth to somebody, I felt like I'm gonna die, you know? I remember that feeling of even asking for sponsors to help. I was like, you're gonna take it away from me. What? I don't know, but I might be hungry at one point. And I just felt the fear of fear to let somebody in, because actually that was admitting by asking for help, I didn't have it all sorted. The illusion was mine. I could never have controlled food. I've only been hanging on to that illusion still. Once that started to really be seen by my actions with food, you know, the big book talks about our food is but a symptom. okay? Everything, thank you, I've ever tried to, it was to change the packaging. This program changes my content. It changes me as a person, as an entire psychic change that the Big Book talks about, a spiritual awakening, entire psychic change. That means I can go into any situation now and know that there's something bigger and greater than me that can get me through. And that relationship is deepening every single day. There has been times that I thought that I needed to be here on my own. You know, I needed to walk a path on my own. And fellows here and many people in this room, I've come across or met you and you've walked with me. And if I've not met you, I'm with you today. You know, that is a power greater than myself. And there's a beautiful line in one of the readings in Voice of Recovery. And it talks about, I can be a solo artist, right? And one voice on my own. Or I can be a choir with you as voices together. That power is greater than me. It's greater than one, you know? I thought one would be one tub or one this, or my, I truly believed that my weight was my worth. And therefore I thought I was worthless. By letting go of all these nonsense in my mind, and it had to be really challenged through action, is that things start to change. And that bigger voice of all of us together, that is a reflection of my higher power today. No, at no point would I have ever come across or be willing to take these actions on my own. You know, I had somebody to, I had to see all of you walk ahead of me. And if you came in after me, I'm here to show that same thing to you, to extend the hand and the art of OA. You know, I really think of the OA promise that we say together when I say that. So don't leave until the miracle happens. You could be 5 minutes away from that miracle. If I could see myself, you know, 7 years ago in this room, so afraid of losing everything, having lost what looked like everything, I've gained everything and more by working this program and to be with you today. So with that, I'll very much pass. Thank you.